Dr. Gubin. Hello, beloved, and welcome again to a few moments of time together looking into the precious truths of the eternal God. You remember Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And it does, beloved, knowing the truth of the Word of God and who we are in Christ is so vitally important to we who have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, have accepted Him as Savior, have been born again into the family of God. And it is such a simple truth to be born into God's family. Even a little child can enter in by faith, believing that Christ died for my sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, that He lives today, and by asking Him to come into my life, He will send His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, into my life as my guarantee of salvation, to make me pure and clean and holy and righteous within my spirit. And He Himself comes in to live in my spirit as God's guarantee of my salvation. Oh, beloved, how blessed we are, we who have put our faith and trust in Jesus, to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. As 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 tells us, what Paul, writing to the Corinthian believers, said, "Know ye not that your body is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Yes, beloved, we're God's property. We belong to Him. He has every right to do within and through our life whatever He desires to do to His honor, His glory, and His praise. And, oh, beloved, what a privilege and what a blessing to simply yield and say, "Have Thine own way, Lord, have Thine own way. Hold o'er my being Thine absolute sway. Direct my steps and guide my path, Lord, according to Your perfect will, and do with me, in me, and through me whatever You desire to do for Your glory, Your honor, and Your praise." Beloved, because God loves us with a love that will not let us go, a love that's beyond our comprehension and understanding, as we're told over in the book of 1 John, we can trust Him with all of our heart. As Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, with all your spirit, with all your inner being, that inner man. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding." Beloved, you may be going through some deep waters of testing and trial today. You may be struggling and wondering, "What in the world is going on in my life? What's happening? Why are things piling up upon me like they are?" Oh, beloved, trust the Lord. He has a purpose. He has a plan. He has a perfect will for your life, and He loves you. Oh, so much He loves you, and He loves me. And so whatever trial, whatever test, whatever difficulty has come into our life, He's at work in it and through it to mold and shape and form us more and more into the likeness and image of Jesus Christ. For that's what Romans 8, 28 and 29 means when it says that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, verse 29. That's what God's doing, beloved. He's making us more like Jesus. So yield to Him. Surrender to Him. Say, have Thine own way, Lord. Have Thine own way. And let Him be glorified in you and through you, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. Remember, beloved, He chose us before the foundation of the world. He predestinated us to be adopted and to be the children of God according to His good pleasure, to the praise of the glory of His grace, His undeserved favor, which He bestowed upon us in drawing us to Himself. Beloved, if I got what I deserved, I'd get hell and the lake of fire. That's what I deserve, because I've sinned and broken God's holy law and have come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness. But God, in His grace and in His mercy, reached down and picked me up out of the old miry clay of sin, cleansed me and made me pure and holy and righteous in His sight, and has given to me life eternal, so that I'm never going to die. I've already passed from death into life. Yes, this old earth suit I wear is going to die, but the body is not Bob Griggs. It's just the old house that I live in while walking here upon this earth. I'm now working on my 80th year in this old earth suit, and soon, beloved, the Lord's going to call me home, and I'll slip out of it into His glorious presence. And so death, Christ Jesus, took the sting out of death for me when He died in my place. He died for me, and I died in Him to sin and the old life of sin. And now, beloved, I'm to walk in newness of life, as He said in Romans chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, to walk in newness of life, to His glory, honor, and praise. And through Him, we're more than conquerors. Through Him, we have victory over the world system, over the flesh, over Satan and his demons, through Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul said, I know how to abound, and I know how to suffer want. I've learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content, because I know my loving Lord is allowing it for my good and for His glory. Oh, beloved, that's how much we can trust the Lord, fully and completely, to the praise of His glory. For therein, through our salvation, He's made us accepted in Christ Jesus. We're accepted by God the Father. Before, we were in sin, and He could not accept us in that sinful condition. But, beloved, through faith in Jesus and His shed blood, accepting Jesus as Savior and inviting Him into my life, I'm born into the family of God. I'm made pure and clean and holy and righteous in my spirit. I'm just as if I'd never sinned, justified. That's how pure and clean I am in my spirit. Oh, yes, in my flesh there dwells no good thing, and that's why I'm in a battle with the forces of evil and the powers of darkness and with the sin that indwells this old fleshly body. And that's why I struggle, like Paul said there in Romans chapter 7, verse 14 and following verses. Yes, that's why we struggle in the flesh. But, beloved, as we yield to the Holy Spirit who indwells us, we can walk in victory. We can say no to sin. We can see every brick of every stronghold ripped down and cast out and gotten rid of. And we can live in victory over the world system, over the flesh with indwelling sin, over Satan and his demons. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors, and we have the victory because of the authority that we have in the person of the Holy Spirit living in us. And so, beloved, verse 7 says, in whom, in Christ, we have redemption through His blood. Yes, we've been redeemed. We've been bought back from Satan and sin. We were under His control and dominion, but Christ Jesus paid the price to buy us back, and we're His property. We belong to Him, and we have the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Oh, how rich is His grace, beloved! How rich is His undeserved favor that He bestows upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Oh, yes, we're children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Wherein, verse 8, He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. Yes, that mystery, we can know God's will. We can know it clearly. We can know it plainly. Oh, beloved, I remember when the Holy Spirit was convicting me about being a missionary. And I was concerned. I didn't want to just give in to some emotion. I wanted it to be a reality. I went to my dad and I said, Dad, I want to know the will of the Lord. He said, let's pray about it. Let's ask the Lord to reveal His will to you about your being a missionary. And so he and Mom and I got out on our knees and we began to pray. And Dad prayed and Mom prayed. And then I prayed, and as I was praying, I told the Lord I was available to whatever His will was, and if He wanted me to be a missionary, I was willing to be a missionary. And the peace of God flooded my soul, and I had assurance given to me by the Spirit of God that this was God's will for my life. I've never doubted it since then, because I had that assurance given to me by the Holy Spirit of God, and I knew this was God's will for Bob Griggs. And, beloved, I've been serving Him ever since that day when He gave me that assurance. I want you to prepare to be a missionary. I want you to be ready to go where I send you and to do my will and my bidding. And, beloved, it's been a joyful and glorious experience. He's led me into things that I never dreamed of, to His glory and to my joy. Till next time, goodbye.